nationally, I think there's 11% of the population that is over 65. But Donegal is actually the highest percentage, even higher than the national average, and it's scheduled to increase significantly over the next number of years. So it's about taking action now to shore up for the future, you know.
And we're in a changing society while the population is also ageing. We're seeing a lot of traditional things like post offices, those type of things that older people perhaps would be more used to going. So we're going through a process.
Well, this is the thing, one of the areas that we would be very strong on, and looking at the subtle erosion of the services that are being provided for older people, such as the post office, such as the very subtle invidious cuts to the home care and care provision. And it's not been done like they endeavoured to do with the medical card in a broad brush. These now are just small cuts, but they have a cumulative effect of having a serious impact on the lives of older people and general society.
And I suppose, generally speaking, older people arguably don't get their say enough, don't get their voice heard enough. We did see them mobilised, I suppose you could say, over the medical card issue, but that's probably the exception rather than the rule.
Well, that was a tremendous... that it just brought to the fore the power of the older people. And the people sometimes feel disempowered and what can we do? There's nothing, they feel that they've nowhere to turn. That actual event was convened and organized by one of the organizations that form part of the Older and Bolder campaign. And, we would advocate that protest and taking action and action is important when faced with the types of cuts that older people are being faced.